Baseball is back.
Perdomo makes the play.
And a high fly ball. No doubt about this. Home run Marte.
They're going to send them all the way around. Corbin Carroll with an inside the park answer back.
I'm Ivan Melendez.
I'm Luis Gonzalez.
I'm Tori Lovello, and you're listening to the T-Backs Podcast.
T-Backs Podcast.
T-Backs Podcast.
Arizona's number one baseball and beverage podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the T-Backs podcast. And hello, Arizona Diamondbacks fans. And the breaking news right now is that in this pre-Christmas period, it looks like, no, we're not getting a new early gift. We are getting a hard lump of coal to swallow. And that, of course, is with the breaking news in the last 24 hours that Christian Walker, Arizona's gold glove first baseman, has signed a deal not to return to the Diamondbacks, but instead is going to the Houston Astros on a three-year, $60 million deal. So today we're going to be getting into, you know, why has Christian chosen to depart from Phoenix? Why is he looking elsewhere? Where is he going in terms of what does he bring to the Astros? And then, of course, we're going to be looking at how this affects the Diamondbacks offseason, how it affects trade plans, and what we'll be looking at on that corner of the diamond in 2025. I am, of course, your host, GB Diamondback. In my hand right now, I have a piping hot cup of English breakfast tea, despite the fact that it's 8 o'clock here in the UK as I'm recording this. I'm all out of whack with my timings. But welcome back. Let's get straight into it. So, yes, Christian Walker has walked on and hasn't become Walker Texas Ranger. Instead, he's become Walker Houston Astro, which means that, you know, you can't make a particularly funny title out of that one, although he is going to Texas. We know him as a guy who's, you know, fantastic defense, probably the most one of the most valuable first basemen, if not the most valuable first baseman in baseball. But it's somewhat unsurprising. We were expecting him to depart. It looked like the more this whole idea of his free agency dragged on, it was looking increasingly less likely that he would be returning to the Diamondbacks. And now we've had the nail in the coffin with the news that's broken today that he has been moved across to the Houston Astros to plug their first base hole. There's been connections to the Yankees as well in terms of his free agency showing some interest. Apparently the New York Mets were floating around, and their big news, of course, has been the Juan Soto acquisition, but the Mets were floating around there too for a while. And then there were some rumors, of course, that he was in discussions about a return to the Diamondbacks. But no, he has in fact moved on to the Houston Astros. The reports are that his signing was delayed because he was hoping for a four-year contract. He hasn't got that at the Astros. They're giving him $60 million over 3 years. And, of course, this comes after he declined the Diamondbacks' qualifying offer of $21.05 million, which, of course, we know was not a multi-year deal. It was simply just, you know, extending the qualifying offer for an extension. He never was probably going to accept that. He's had a pretty good year for the Diamondbacks all around. We've had times where we've missed certain players, but Christian Walker's been good. He's been, you know, a staple of this team and has really grown into his role now. And is a veteran of the Diamondbacks roster after coming in and being, you know, relatively untested as far as we knew. And he had some big shoes to fill coming in and having to be, you know, that stud at that corner of the diamond, replacing Paul Goldschmidt, you know, who, when he departed for the Cardinals, and a lot of people were unsure about this guy. But he's more than proved his mettle. He's become severely undervalued, I think, by a lot of Diamondbacks fans. And I think now, moving forward, looking at that first baseman position, you're going to miss Christian Walker no matter who you might end up replacing him with. Right now, it's a bit of an alarm bells for the Diamondbacks. As if you look at our current depth chart right now, you're starting everyday first baseman for the 2025 Major League Baseball season is Pavin Smith, who, you know, fair enough, we were probably expecting him to be part of a DH platoon this year. But if you listen to my opinions, if you know me in person, or if you listen to the show regularly, you know, I don't particularly rate Pavin sometimes he comes through and has, you know, multi-homered games, and I'm like, oh my God, Paven Smith, incredible. And everyone loses their mind about how good Paven Smith is. But, you know, he's in outfielder most of the time when he plays. Yes, he can play first, and he has played first for us before, but I don't think he should be our solution to this problem. I've already talked about, you know, do we go and get Paul Goldschmidt back? Who else could come in as a first baseman that we could go acquire, trade for? Any of the above. Mike Kazin's already come out and said that no, he's not looking at shifting, you know, Edrin Del Castillo from catcher to play some reps at first, because of course Gabby Moreno is going to be your starting week in, week out catcher. So it's really up in the air who'll be first baseman for the Diamondbacks this year, but it's not going to be Christian Walker, who of course has gone to fill that hole at the Astros, left behind by Alex Bregman, who's had a lot of people sniffing about. He was a guy who I thought, yeah, maybe would slot in here with, you know, a lot of first basemen on the market at the moment, with Pete Alonso's up there, Paul Goldschmidt rumored to be coming back. But yeah, we know it's probably a loss for the Diamondbacks, but have they made the right decision by ultimately not choosing to stretch themselves in this area with this specific deal, with this specific player? Yes, Christian Walker is 33. He is getting up there. He is an aging veteran, but, you know, he's been one of those anchors and has formed a very good partnership with those guys around him. And he's one of those guys where you look at our strongest infield last year. If you have Suarez, Perdomo, Marte, and Walker, that's as strong as infield as a lot of guys are going to get in baseball, with a little bit of rotation through different guys at shortstop and covering off. And then, of course, let's not talk about Christian Walker without also talking about his productivity as a power bat. He may have won 3 straight gold gloves in the National League, but he's a power hitter as well. Twice exceeded 30 runs in a season, and at one point reached triple digits in runs batted in, hits to all fields. But I think, yeah, moving from Chase Field to Houston, which is now a Daikin Park, it's going to really, really do some well there. And then, of course, Houston are having a strong trade season already, having brought in infielder Isaac Paredes from the Cubs in the Kyle Tucker trade last week, and he'll probably go over to third now that Walker signed. I think Walker was probably the Astros' second choice after they tried to acquire Nolan Arenado before they exercised a contractual clause that allowed him to kill the swap in an exclusion deal. So I think I got to be wondering what's going through Christian Walker's head right now, because he knows he probably wasn't their first choice corner man there. But he's going to a team, you know, that's has Jose Altuve and Jeremy Prainer at second and short as well. But there has been a hole at first base with Jose Abreu never quite living up to his deals. And yeah, last year they ended their record streak of 7 successive trips to the American League Championship. So clearly they wanted, you know, a bit of an upgrade. And I think Christian Walker represents an upgrade for them, but at least the Diamondbacks really in the lurch. And it's a bit of a blow to the Diamondbacks, because we've been saying, you know, don't let him go unless, you know, he goes for value. But it's tough. It really is tough. That obviously physical's pending right now, but it's probably gone through already. What's going to happen now with the Diamondbacks? Are they going to go and chase Pete Alonso? Are they going to go and get Paul Goldschmidt? Are they going to, you know, stick it out with Pavin and hope that we have, you know, somebody who can play third base, who comes out of nowhere and has a breakout season in the organization? I'm not really sure about that. So, yeah, it's a blow. But at the same time, how much of a blow actually is it if you think about the long term? Diamondbacks front office have already said that this year they're not going to shy away from, you know, spending money, really trying to have a go at things. They said that last year after that incredible World Series run the Diamondbacks had. But this year fell a little flat. We had a bit of a slump at the start. You know, Eugenio Suarez was a big acquisition at the start of this year, and he didn't have the strongest start to the year, but of course made it up. But by then it was sort of a bit too late. And then in that World Series run, of course, Christian Walker was a guy who was going through a big batting slump in that World Series, seven games against the Texas Rangers. And if you were to ask most Diamondbacks fans on the street, you know, who was responsible for losing us that series, I don't think it was, you know, poor pitching. I think it was our lack of power production from, you know, somebody like Christian Walker. And he is getting up there in age. Do we really want to keep our reputation as being, you know, just a retirement home for aging players? And thinking more long term, if this year isn't going to be a particularly significant Diamondbacks year, Christian Walker's departure does mean that we get an extra draft pick, receiving a pick after the first round of the 2025 draft, with Houston forfeiting its second and fifth highest selections in the draft and $1 million from their bonus pool. That's not nothing, although I think we can honestly say that until we get news about who our first baseman is going to be, we're not really sure. They've already shot down Adrian Del Castillo playing first base. I think some people are crying out for Goldie on a player-friendly team option for 1 year and then a second year. Or look at, you know, the utility man. Sort of gone under the radar so far in this offseason has been the Diamondbacks, including utility man Tim Tala on the 40-man roster, who has played pretty much everywhere across the diamond in AAA Reno this year, and is a guy who's long been talked about as maybe getting a bigger shot at the majors than he has so far. Can he play first base? We'll see what happens. Of course, Josh Bell, who spent some time as the Diamondbacks' emergency cover first baseman when Walker was out injured in 2024, is still a free agent, hasn't signed anywhere yet. Odds of him potentially re-signing definitely go up, given that Walker is no longer an option. But if, you know, the Yankees have missed out on Walker, are they going to go and get Paul Goldschmidt now? And yeah, there's no real obvious answer to this problem of losing Christian Walker straight away. I would love to see Paul Goldschmidt come back. It looks like the vast majority of Diamondbacks fans on social media want the same thing. If I'm scrolling through a timeline looking at people's comments right now. And then, of course, sort of from left field, some people are saying, have a go, see what Ivan Melendez can do with a spring training invite. I think he's probably a little raw. He's probably not quite there yet. But, you know, some of these major league attitudes, it's got to be big, big sink or swim stuff. And, you know, if he's good enough, he'll be good enough. And, of course, I also got to say shout out to Goldschmidt Happens, who is going to need a new profile picture. Walker departing the Diamondbacks is a big move, and it's going to be very curious to see what we spend our money on next. Then, is it going to go towards, you know, somebody like renewing Jock Peterson, or can we trust in the front office and Mike Hazen to say that they have something new that's about to, you know, take us out of nowhere? We haven't been particularly busy with too much going on so far in this offseason. The winter meeting sort of wrapped up. No real buzz from the Diamondbacks camp. If you have a poke around the rumor mill on Reddit, there's one guy who's only doing dark magic and saying, you know, day nine of doing something satanic, so Roki Sasaki comes to the Diamondbacks. But, you know, there's no real noise coming out of that camp or rumor mill either. But I'm not worried. I'm here to say, you know, keep the faith and steer the ship, but don't panic, Diamondbacks fans. We hadn't done very much at this stage of negotiating last year either, and we still had a very good year despite an awful injury record. We still have, you know, a backbone of a very good team. We have Gabby Moreno, who, you know, is predicted as having a big breakout year if you look at Fangraphs predictions. You know, you look at, you know, players who are going to have the highest WAR in terms of batting productivity. We've still got Ketel Marte and Corbin Carroll on our roster. It's interesting to see what happens in center field, but our outfield for the most part is pretty good. I'm happy with the majority of our infield as well. If, you know, you get a good connection tied up with our pitching, that's going to be an interesting dialogue. I've already talked on this podcast a couple of weeks ago about what's going to happen with Jordan Montgomery, since the Montgomery for Cody Bellinger Cubs trade doesn't look like it's happening anymore. Unfortunate. But, you know, that so is life. So, where do we go from here? Do we go big money? Do we throw in somebody like Alec Bregman, Nolan Arenado, just make it happen? Or do we bide our time with first base, platoon paving with, you know, Josh Bell or Ivan Melendez, or give Tim Tower a go, see if he can fill that in there if it's not going to be Eldrin Del Castillo? I'm curious who some people think is going to be the Diamondbacks' first baseman come the start of the season. If we look statistically at when Goldschmidt went to the Cardinals and the Walker arrived at the Diamondbacks, Walker outperformed a lot of Goldschmidt's stats in terms of defense. It's one Golden Glove to three in Walker's favor. Goldschmidt had the higher batting average at a 278, 364, 83 compared to Walker's 253, 332, 464. Goldschmidt had a higher OPS at 843 compared to 797. 153 homers to Walker's 141, 477 RBIs to Walker's 434, with a 22.9 WAR and one MVP compared to 15.4 WAR and one National League pennant in Walker's time at the Diamondbacks. And thanks to Derek for putting those stats together. But the numbers game isn't everything. Goldschmidt sort of came out of nowhere, but it doesn't seem like we're doing anything else in the free agency to those looking from the on the outside looking in. But going for what seems to be statistically the best fit to replace Christian Walker would be Alec Bohm from the Phillies. 2 years of team control, if he's acquired, he's got a good set of numbers, would probably do a lot better outside of the Philadelphia environment compared to the more relaxed idea that Arizona would represent, and has statistically started to perform a lot better playing first instead of third. Philadelphia have very vocally been looking for outfielders. So, you know, we've talked about whether or not Jake McCarthy or Alec Thomas are guys who are going to be good trade candidates to get some value out of them for the Diamondbacks. I don't think the Phillies need to worry too much about their pitching. So it's not like we're going to go give them Zach Gallen or Merrill Kelly. So a straight swap for swap deal could be interesting if Alec Bohm becomes the first choice candidate. In terms of his percentile from Baseball Savant, in terms of his batting run value, he ranks in the top 20% of all baseball players. But his XBA is 95%, his squared up percent 95%, whiff percentage 86%. His strikeout rate is low. He's 92% lower than the most other batters in baseball, and has good fielding range as well when it comes to working the basics from first base. So although you're losing, you know, probably one of the faces of the franchise, one of the most recognizable veterans from the Diamondbacks franchise, there are guys out there who could be a suitable replacement and give that same return as Christian Walker has. Not too many other reactions floating around, interesting, on Twitter, other than, you know, it's, you know, sad to see him go. This is not being met with any kind of outrage, which I think is interesting. Arizona baseball fans know that sometimes we start to pick up players just as they're kind of declining off the top of their peak and only really getting worse. I think in this case, I wish Christian all the best. I don't want to jinx him, and in Houston. He'll probably do very well with the dimensions at the former Minute Maid Park, now Daikin Park, if I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. But at the same time, we don't want to be spending money on a guy who's probably not going to recreate, you know, their peak performances anytime soon. But $20 million a year for 3 years is probably not going on anybody's record as a huge loss if we can spend it on somebody else. This means Diamondbacks are going to have more money in the pitching market. We're going to be looking at potential trade packages brewing. There's a rumor that we're going to be going after Diaz and Fairbanks from the Rays. And then I think, you know, if you can put together a good deal to bring Goldschmidt back, make some nice money off of that, have some ideas of, you know, giving him a bit of a twilight of his career that he deserves. He's still got some bat productivity left. It's not Christian Walker numbers, but if we can use that as a bridge to next year's free agency market, maybe even 2 years, is, you know, Ivan Melendez going to be ready in that time frame? Is he going to be the guy? Of course, he matches Walker in profile, solid defense, and a good power bat. If you know Ivan Melendez from the show's intro, you'll know he's called the Hispanic Titanic. So, you know, could bring in that same face of the franchise power bat idea, follow the same philosophy. But is that Goldschmidt plan going to happen? With Christian Walker having made his decision now, the Yankees and the Diamondbacks still need a first baseman, but also teams like the Tigers and the Giants need a first baseman too. So it looks like it might be a four-way race for 2022 National League MVP Paul Goldschmidt. Even if the Diamondbacks are going a bit cheap, I think it's not the end of the world right now. I'm not going to let myself get too discouraged with this, despite what some people, as I'm looking at this post on Twitter, are saying. I don't think the Diamondbacks are going to go 0-162 next season solely because we don't have Christian Walker anymore. I think we have to give it time. As long as we, you know, have 99.9% of our roster sorted and planned out and physically fit in time for spring training, and we give all of the guys we intend to play 160 games of baseball a full spring training, as opposed to bringing in, you know, an aging veteran pitcher who can't throw above a 93 in, you know, a week from the start of the year. Cough, cough, looking at you, Jordan Montgomery. I think if we stick to our guns and try and play our hand as well as we can, given the fact that this is money that, you know, we can now look at, you know, bring back the likes of Jock Peterson, maybe if you still need that power bat in that sort of area and that sort of hole in the lineup, and look at how you can average out Moneyball style, having the defense at first base, maybe you'll lose some productivity there. Maybe it's time to start looking at some left field options as well. And, you know, I have a gut feeling that something's going to happen that nobody else is going to see coming with this Diamondbacks team. And Jorge, wouldn't that be something? I think they're still going to surprise us a little bit in this offseason. I think probably we'll have to wait until after Christmas to get some more presents falling into our stockings. But until that happens, I'll love you and leave you for now. Thank you very much for listening wherever you are. Please remember to follow or subscribe wherever it is you're listening to the show. As always, I am GB Diamondback, your host. Please make sure to go follow the show and myself over on any relevant social media. And we'll see you in the next episode.